Reformed Church.
You know, I did want to take a little bit of time here at the beginning of the service to pray with you, that we could pray together. Just think there's a couple of things that would be good for us to pray together about. But, you know, but the one thing that I did want to encourage you in, I probably have shared this with you a couple times before, how in the past, you know, in years past, I mean, this must have been, I don't know, a lot of years ago, that I just felt like really, really impressed by the Lord just to really start kind of just really, I don't know, kind of digging in, you know, and really coming to know the Lord more and hearing and listening. And the way, to be honest with you, that I just kind of started is I just started opening up my Bible. I got two things. I had my Bible, and back then we just had like cassette tapes, right? There wasn't no YouTube, you know, there was no internet. I had my Bible, and I even remember the type of, it wasn't a notebook really, it was more like a, you remember those kind of like flip tablets, right? They were kind of thick, and they had like big lines, right? Lots of room to write a lot of stuff, and I just got one, and just started as I was reading anything that just stood out to me, anything, and that's a lot of stuff. I mean, when you're reading scripture, there's a lot of things that you're like, oh, that's good. I mean, anything. Even if it just remotely got my attention, I would just write it down, and I just kept going and going and going and going. And I mean, I don't even know, over the years, from there to now, you know, I have filled up a lot of tablets and a lot of notebooks and a lot of digital notes. I mean, it's just been a long time. But, you know, what I wanted just to encourage you in is, you know, when you hear us really talking about and encouraging you about Reform U, you know, what if you just said, you know, and I'll share the scripture with you, if you agree with this scripture, which I'm sure you all do. But in Colossians chapter 1 and verse number 12, it says, giving thanks unto the Father, which has made us, this is meet to be partakers. Let me read to you the New King James Version, 1 Corinthians 1:12, giving thanks to the Father who has qualified us to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in the light. And I mean, that just really, very simply put, all that means is that God has qualified you for you to take from what he's given you. He's qualified you. Like he said, yeah, you are the one. Like sometimes when you hear something, you're like, yeah, that's not for me. You know, I'm just, you know, I come to church and stuff, but I'm not gonna be a pastor. I don't feel like the Lord has called me to whatever. But you're disqualifying yourself from something that is so beautiful and so awesome, which is really to come to know the Lord more and more, to come to know who he is and what he has and the inheritance that is his, so that you can understand who you are and what you have and the inheritance that's yours, and that you would be, that you would participate in that. You know, like, to me, you know, it is, and maybe this ties in somewhat to the message this morning, that there is so much that the Lord has done, and so many people that what he has done just goes unused, unlooked at, without a care of what he's done. So many people live their lives like that. Like, to them, Jesus having come, taken their sin, their sickness, their disease, offered salvation to the world, to them, that's nothing. It means absolutely nothing to them. You know, and they go on day after day just living like that, right? But with us, it's so different, right? With us, we know the value of what Christ has done. We understand, you know, how awesome it is what he's given in by becoming that sacrifice for us and giving his life for us, right? So we, among all people on the earth, should be the first to say, you know what, Lord, you are the one that has said to me, like, you've qualified me. I don't need somebody to give me a title. I don't need somebody to tell me if they want me to teach a sermon, right? You're the one that has qualified me to partake of the wisdom that you've put on the inside of me. Like, all that it takes, you know, you can look at even Solomon's life, right? And you can look at Solomon and you can say, you know, well, he was to be like the next king of Israel or something. But honestly, he was just a young man. And he just said, Lord, I have seen how you have been so good to my dad, how you have lifted him up And I have seen how he's humbled himself before you, Lord. And I just, you know, and he felt so thankful for the way that God had dealt with his father. And then he said, and I see the goodness in how you've dealt with me. And the Lord just, it's such an awesome thing. The Lord just said, you know, just ask me for whatever you want and I'll give it to you. And he just says, I just want discernment. I want understanding, Lord, right? I want discernment. I want understanding. And one of the things that I want to pray with you about is that there is, you know, when you pray, and there is a series that Pastor Mike taught on kind of like what prayer is, right? And there's lots of stuff on Reform U on prayer, so I would encourage you to do that, to look at that. But prayer is something that benefits you because you have the opportunity to be able to really say and speak about yourself. Like obviously prayer can be about a situation, prayer can be about someone else's life, and prayer can be obviously about your life. But when you, specifically this morning, you know, when we acknowledge our need for the Lord, and one of the areas that we need to acknowledge the Lord in is in our understanding, in our heart, right? Like to think ourselves, you know, there are people that think themselves too wise, right? To them, they feel so qualified in themselves. They feel so smart. They feel so intelligent. And they're even that feeling that they have of their own intelligence and that superiority in their intellect is even substantiated even by the world, who gives them acclaim and you know, Nobel Peace Prizes and all of these things and best-selling author and all of this stuff, you know, that just people continue to substantiate that feeling that you have. And people like that are so rich in their understanding, they negate the work of Jesus Christ. In other words, to them, they're too smart to need a savior, right? But also the opposite is true. There are people that so completely disqualify themselves from wisdom, disqualify themselves from being able to be people that can give counsel to dignitaries and governments, people that disqualify themselves, but they disqualify themselves because of the level of education that they've had, and that's because the world also substantiates the ignorance that's in them, right? The world makes them feel like they're not smart. The world makes you feel like you don't know enough. The world makes you feel like you don't have a degree, you don't have a good job, you've never amounted to much, you've never done anything. So it's like both spectrums, right? Both spectrums are horrible ways to live, right? Because in either spectrum, you just don't acknowledge your need for Jesus. So whether it be because you feel you have some superiority in intellect, in finances, in whatever, right? Or you, because you disqualify yourself and you don't feel like you're worthy or that you can understand. Like, there are people, honestly, that feel that they're not smart enough to understand the Bible. But that's just as bad as feeling like you're too smart to even need the Bible, because neither one, in other words, the Lord doesn't need your intellect. He doesn't need your smarts to teach you. He just needs someone that is willing to pray and say, Lord, I need you to be in my mind. I need you to be the one, for you to teach me, for you to establish my mind, for you to establish my heart, you know, to be able to manifest what your spirit already has, right? Your spirit has received all wisdom already from God. The spirit on the inside of you has all knows all things that the spirit of God knows, right? Your spirit in you knows all things already. So the fact that we sometimes disqualify ourselves because we don't feel smart enough, like, you're missing out on what you already have, right? The Lord's already given you all wisdom. You already know all things because you already have the mind of Christ in you. The only thing that you're missing is the manifestation of that, right? So to be able to pray and acknowledge the good, in this case, the good wisdom that you have in you, the intelligence that you have in you, the knowing that you have on the inside of you, and allow the Lord to manifest that in your mind, but allowing Him, for Him to be the one to show you, this is not of you. You, in your earthly natural mind, yeah, you're not smart. right? But the thing is, but that's what I have chosen in the world. I have chosen the weak things of the world to confound the wise. But if the weak people of the world that are even Christians and have the Spirit of God, if we disqualify ourselves, then who's going to do it? You know what I'm saying? It's like it's really honestly, it's just as simple as saying, Lord, I want you to glorify yourself in my spirit and in my body, which is yours. Even in my mind, in the things that I say, that there be wisdom that would come from my mouth, from an abundance of wisdom in my heart that has come just from coming to know you. And it doesn't happen. Listen, the desire that I had, what I started sharing with you at the beginning of service, where I just had a desire that has not stopped, right, to just keep knowing the Lord and just digging in and spending time with the Lord and loving on him and coming to know him, that's just something that I have done from desire. In other words, I have a desire to do it, right? And when you begin to acknowledge what you have in you, you will have the exact same desire, if you don't already, an overwhelming desire, like this is something you need to do. Like, it's something you need to do. So just coming back real quick to a moment, to reform you, you know, we've made it so easy. Listen, if you can hear, right? If you have ears and you can hear, like you can say, you know what, Lord, I wanna put aside like some serious time. And maybe to you, some serious time is like 30 minutes. Maybe to you, some serious time, maybe you have an hour. Maybe to you, some serious time is, you know what? With the whole time change, I just feel like, man, I could get up earlier. So you go to bed early, 9, 10 o'clock. And the only reason why you do that is because you want to be able to get up at 5, at 6 o'clock in the morning and spend a good 3 hours before anybody even in your house gets up, just listening. And you could go to Reform You, and whether it be an article or whether it be a message, you can just listen to it. And just, you don't have to feel like, you know what, if you don't feel like you want to write right then and there, you don't want to type, just listen. Just in other words, just enjoy allowing the Lord like entrance into your heart. And that is a good way to start. In other words, you don't have to feel like you have to be still and the Lord has to start bringing things up to your mind by himself. And you know what? He'll do those things. But an awesome way to start just listening to the Lord is just to begin to hear the things that are there that we've placed for you and organized for you. Just listen to them. And then let the Lord, like, it's to me, it's always been a very simple thing. And maybe, you know, there's more and more ways. Like, I'll continue to grow in this. But for me, it has always been very simple to me. Lord, just make it stand out to me. That's all. And like I said, there's more that I can grow in this and greater depths and greater hearing and all that I can grow in. But to this day, it's been very simple to me. To me, listening is just whether I'm just listening to the Lord and I have nothing on, or whether I'm reading my Bible, reading scripture, or listening to a message or whatever, or reading something. I just want the Lord just to bring it up to my mind, just so it stands out. And it's always been like that to me. Just I'm reading, spending time, and I'm like, man, that's good. So I just stop. And it's awesome when you're doing it on your own time, you can just pause it, right? And nobody's rushing you. You don't have to get through Reform You in a year. You don't have to get through it in 2 years. Just don't rush yourself. Just enjoy yourself, right? Enjoy it and say, you know what? I'm gonna pause it right there and think on what you just felt impressed to think about, right? Just spend time thinking about it. And I tell you, the Lord will bless it. All that you've really done is just giving him time to speak to you. Just time. That's all that the Lord needs, is just for you to acknowledge him. Because this world does not acknowledge the Lord. This world does not acknowledge him. And some people maybe choose to acknowledge him somewhere on Christmas Day, and they're, oh yeah, I'll go to church today. And maybe that's a start to something, but the thing is, truly, I just want to encourage us that know the Lord, like just give him access to it. Give him access to it, just access to your mind and heart. And all that is just time to listen to him, just time to listen to him. Let's pray real quick. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. And we just want to, I don't want you just to hear me pray, but I want you to, as I pray together with you, when something just stands out to your mind, and it's just real simple, as we're praying together, You're like, yeah, Lord, that's for me. Nobody knows, so you don't have to feel embarrassed. Nobody knows what you're thinking, just you and the Lord know. So you can think whatever you want in your mind and in your heart. And if it feels to you like, yeah, Lord, that applies to me, just you say it to yourself in your mind, then you pray that alone in your heart and in your mind. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We acknowledge you, Jesus. We acknowledge, Lord, our need for everything that you have done through the cross, for everything that you have provided to us, Lord, through your sacrifice, Lord. For it was through what you have done, through the sacrifice on the cross, Lord, it was that crucifixion, it was that sacrifice by which you entered into the glory that you have today. And it is by the same sacrifice that we are able, Lord, to follow you into that same glory and partake of the things that you have already glorified us, Lord, and put on the inside of us. You have glorified us, Lord. That means that you have given us your glory. You have given us your inheritance. You have given us what you have, and you have put the same thing in us by the same Spirit that you have. The same Spirit that you received from the Father is the same Spirit, Lord, that we have on the inside of us today. So we acknowledge you, Lord, as needing you as part of our health. As part of our health in our body, Lord, we're not going to look at any dependency for our health, whether it be what we eat, whether we're too skinny, whether we're too big, whatever it is, Lord, we can put barriers in our health and say it's because of this that I'm sick. No. Just look at the life that you have right on the inside of you and acknowledge that life. Acknowledge that life. I thank you, Lord, that we can acknowledge you as the life on the inside of us that gives life to our mortal body. Whether it be pains in our joints and pains in our body, Lord, I pray, Lord, that we would acknowledge you as the one that strengthens, Lord, our skeletal system, the one that gives life, Lord, to even bones that have been deteriorating, Lord, and you make them new and stronger than they have ever been before. We acknowledge you, Lord, and we say that we need you, Lord. We're praying for our benefit, and we're saying, my Father, that we need you as part, Lord, and acknowledge you as part of our health. Lord, our health is dependent on nothing more than in you, Jesus. Our health is dependent on you, Lord. Our health is dependent on you, Jesus. Our health, Lord, our finances, we acknowledge you, Jesus, in our finances, Lord. We need you intimately involved, Lord, in our finances, Lord, teaching us, Lord, and reminding us of the fountain of the power of wealth, Lord, that we have in us, Lord, to be able to prosper us in everything that we do, in every situation, whether there is a check or whether there's not, whether there's a job or whether there's not. We acknowledge you, Lord, in this, in our finances, Lord, to be the one, Lord, to be the power to wealth, Lord, that is needful in this world while we're living in it. The power, Lord, to prosper, Lord. The power to prosper, Lord, in all things in our lives, Lord. We acknowledge you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for wisdom. For wisdom, Lord, to know what to do, Lord. For wisdom to understand, Lord, how things work in this world. Wisdom to understand how things work. Wisdom, Lord, to understand how budgeting works. Wisdom, Lord, to be able to understand how financial things work in this world. Wisdom to understand how investments work. Wisdom to understand, Lord, how giving works. Wisdom, Lord, to be able to understand that if today, Lord, we understand nothing, tomorrow, Lord, we can be, Lord, entrepreneurs in this world, in people that invest money, Lord, people that own properties, Lord, people that are prospering, Lord, and all of it, my God, the way Miss Lindsay prayed, all of it, Lord, that it would be that people would see what we're doing and they would be confounded. That means, Lord, they could not understand how a person with no education, how they cannot understand how a person that appears so ignorant could have so much prosperity, could be making such wise decisions, could be doing such intelligent things and speaking with such wisdom, Lord. Lord, from our mouths, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We acknowledge you as the one, Lord, that fills our mouths because you are the one that fills our hearts, Lord. We don't lean on our understanding. We don't lean on our education. We don't lean, Lord, on the measure of wisdom of this world, which you call foolishness, Lord. We rely, my God, we rely, Jesus, on your Spirit on the inside who knows all things, even the deep wisdom of God. You know, Holy Spirit, even the deep wisdom of God. Father, you know and you live on the inside of me and you will bring bring that wisdom up to my carnal mind. You will bring that wisdom up to my physical mind, I should say, Lord, up to my physical mind, Lord, and you will replace carnal thoughts, Lord, with your wisdom, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, my God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, my God. Thank you, Jesus. I am not going to get caught up, Lord, in results. I'm just going to get all wound up and caught up in you, Jesus. You have qualified each and every single one of us. We can say in our heart and our mind, you have qualified me. You have qualified me. Every single one of us can say this. You have qualified me to be a taker and a participant in heavenly things. Heavenly things. You have made me qualified to be a partaker of heavenly things. Heavenly things, Lord. Wisdom, Lord. Supernatural wisdom. Miracles, Lord, can come in and through this body, Lord. You have qualified me, Lord, so that works of power will come through our bodies, Lord. Each and every single one of us have been qualified for that, for works of power to come through our bodies, works of healing to come through our bodies. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, that we have been qualified, Lord, in order to be a benefit for ourselves and our benefit for our families. Lord, that even our unbelieving families that are around us, they can see us pray for the sick and see them recover. See them recover, Lord, by your power. You have qualified us for these things. Thank you, Jesus.
We hope you enjoyed this message from Reformed Church. If you have, please share this with someone else and help us get this uncommon truth out to the world. If you'd like to support this good news, you can do so at reformchurch.com/give. Also on our website, you can take advantage of our free messages, articles, and even full discipleship courses. Start reforming your mind now at reformchurch.com.